USA Radio News.
The Secretary of State said the Biden administration has made a substantial offer to Russia to facilitate the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner and corporate executive Paul Whelan.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. I can't and won't get into any of the details of what we proposed to the Russians over the course of so many weeks now. The president is prepared to make tough decisions if it means the safe return of Americans.
Blinken stated that it will be the first time he has spoken with his Russian counterpart since the war in Ukraine erupted in February. Nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution. That's according to U.S. health regulators. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Two former Minneapolis police officers who were found guilty on federal charges of violating the civil rights of George Floyd was sentenced to prison. A judge sentenced one to 3 years and another to 3.5 years for their role in Floyd's 2020 death. Alabama will be carrying out an execution.
Alabama remains on schedule to carry out the execution of a death row inmate Thursday night. Joe James Jr. is set to be put to death by lethal injection. This comes after a federal judge turned down a request for a stay of execution last week. James was convicted of shooting to death his former girlfriend, Faith Hall, back in 1994. The victim's family is asking he not be executed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The owner of an underwater oil pipeline that spilled about 25,000 gallons of crud into the ocean off Southern California last year will pay nearly $1 million in cleanup costs. Investigators believe the San Pedro Bay pipeline that spilled the crud from offshore oil platforms to the coast was weakened when a cargo ship's anchor snagged it in high winds in January 2021. That's months before it ultimately ruptured on October 1st. The money will also go to the county agency and reimburse the county for legal costs and the hiring of contractors and environmental consultants. All flavors of magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution have been recalled after reports of, quote, serious adverse reactions to the product. It is sold at CVS, Kroger, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Walmart under a variety of generic brand names, usually in 10-ounce packages. Customers who possess the product should stop using it and return any remaining product to the place of purchase, the Food and Drug Administration has stated. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.